choosing Urge Top Fiber. My name's Phil. How can I help you today?
Hi, how we doing? I was calling to see if there was any way, I don't even know. I was trying to set something up in my house on one of my camera systems, but it only works on 2.4.
Okay.
I've been going at it for like a couple weeks and getting really, really pissed. And then I just been through twice now with the camera provider, and finally after an hour this time and 45 minutes with him last time, it comes to find out that I need the 2.4 gigahertz. So I don't know, is that even something that I can do on my Wi-Fi router?
You should be able to. You should be able to. Our routers do provide both the three bandwidths of 2.4, 5, and 6 gigahertz. Can I get your name real quick, sir? I can look into this real quick.
Okay, it's going to be under my wife's name, Connie, C-O-N-N-I-E, Carr, C-A-R-R.
There you go. What is your guys' service address?
55 Abbey Street.
And what city and state for that one?
Kingston, New York, 12401.
Thank you very much. What is the email address we have on file?
ConnieCarr2380 at gmail.com.
Thank you much for that, Mr. Carr. Give me 1 second, and let me see what I can look into for this one.
Because I tried to look on the app, and I couldn't see that there was different bandwidths or that I could quickly tell on there or figure out.
So, yeah, I'm seeing that right now. So it looks like you have a lot of stuff that is hooked up. You actually have a lot of things that are already hooked up on that 2.4 gigahertz bandwidth. Looks like a lot of your Wyze cameras, looks like, are connected up to that.
I only have a couple Wyze cameras. It's mostly my smart switches or my lighting.
Yeah, so let me see what I can do. Let me sort by name just so I can see. Yeah, I've got several devices that just have, like, MAC addresses that are connected to them.
Yeah, because I started hooking things up, and then her dumbass started screwing around and started just plugging things in there, and I didn't get the name thing, so I'm like,
oh, no.
You know, I can't tell her you're a jackass and just screwed me, because now I got to wipe everything out and start from scratch, but, you know.
I have several items. It looks like this is their Shenzhen with small MAC addresses, and looks like we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 different Wyze cameras that are connected. One of them is saying looks like it says it is connected. Nope, it's been offline. So that might be the one.
I just connected one last night and took it offline because I didn't install it up yet. I was just setting it up.
Okay, so that's probably the one that connected briefly and wasn't online. But the rest of them look like they are online.
Yep.
Look into one of our other ones. Give me a sec.
Yeah, how do I tell which ones are on which?
So if you are in your app and you click on if you click on topology.
Yep. Where would that be? I'm in menus and setting right now.
It should be off of the home screen.
Okay, home screen, home pass. This device is offline. Check, make sure you're... What? All right, now I'm at where it says people and... All right, at home, household, and it's got, like, my name. People, devices. All right. I'm on devices, and it says... And it shows me all my devices.
Yep. So let me see if I can't pull up a... Give me one moment.
I see all the stupid 60-74s.
Yeah, all of those ones, yeah. Give me a sec. I am looking into something real quick.
Yeah, I went to work one day, and she just started... hooking things up, and my phone was going off like a Christmas tree, and I'm like,
I understand, you know, being the being the tech guy, it's just like, oh, why?
As you see, I started to try and name things and go through stuff as I was doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And then she just started plugging the crap out of everything in the house. And I didn't know, like, how to get which ones to hook up to which things, because I know certain things can only go on 2.4 and other things I need for faster or I want on faster.
No, and I understand that. So I'm trying to see if I can't pull up our little, you know, device. We have a system where we can actually just look into, you know, what the app actually says, because they don't give us actual like walkthrough guide for the app, sadly. I know that I wish they did, but they don't. So
when I click on the device, it just gives me like nickname assigned to who or at where, mm-hmm. and they remove and forget.
Give me one moment, Mr. Carr, and I'm going to see what I can pull up. See if this gives me an option to find like the like guideline. There's my resources. There it is. There's my knowledge base. I was trying to find my knowledge base because that has all my information I need on it.
You're like, why did I answer this phone call? This guy's trying to test me.
Control,
not ad free stuff.
Okay, wasn't that one? Sorry about that.
Yeah.
I'm going to try and see if I can't do. See what I can do. That's the release notes. Let me see if I can't. I'm going to do it quick.
If I ask you a dumb question, am I going to screw you up while you're trying to do what you're doing?
No, not at all, sir. I'm happy to help you no matter what.
Well, now I'm looking here. It says locations, and it says home, and it says set up a new home. Now, if I was to set up am I able to set up a new home? Or a second, like, home or something?
So that would be so what that setting is for is, like, say you have multiple locations that you're utilizing service, like, through us with, what you'd be able to do at that point is be able to utilize the same account for those multiples. Okay, so it's actually under, I believe it's under your network. If I'm looking at this correctly, it's under the network setting.
Network, where do I go for network? I don't see anything that says network. Menu settings.
I found our little guide so I can give you a small walkthrough, so that's not the right one. So on the home screen,
yeah.
You should see a few options. One of them says pod, the other says network. Another says person, another says device, another says motion, and one should be a drop-down menu. I believe it's the network one that you'll need to click. It's not giving me any images or else I'd be able to help you on that one.
I got adapts. This is menu and settings. I do see something that says pods, but it doesn't give me anything to open. It gives me the support, says call, says control, adapt, guard, and notifications.
Okay, that might not be it. I'm
under app settings.
So it's not under the app settings. It's actually on like the home screen for HomePass.
When I hit the home button, it takes me to Plume HomePass, but it's not giving me any screen. It's telling me this device is offline. Check to make sure you are... Oh, son of a bitch. That's why. Because the girl had me turn off my... Now, hold on one second. She had me turn off my mobile data.
Oh, that may
do something.
That may cause an issue, yeah.
That's definitely going to cause an issue. I'm like, tell me I'm goddamn offline. Oh, and I can't turn it back on because I'm on the phone with you. Okay, so when I go in there... I'll have to do it after.
Yep, so if once you're in there, what you're going to do is if you click on network, it should show you how your network looks.
Okay.
From what I can see, you have a grand total right now of 45 devices connected. 15 devices are currently offline. So you have a few devices offline, which makes sense. Some of them aren't always in use, which, you know, makes absolute total sense.
Yeah.
But you'll be able to see what devices are connected. And when you go, like, if you want to go in and rename certain devices, what you'll be able to do is you'll be able to look at them, see what you have hooked up, and then you can, like, disconnect the device, see what goes offline, and then goes back in. You can also check that from the devices list within HomePass as well. So that'll help you navigate there. So for the reason why you're unable to connect a certain device, that is a bit of an interesting quandary. Because from what I can see on all of your settings, everything is running optimally. I'm not seeing any issues on our back end for you at all. Everything looks clear, spot on, perfect right now. So
she said it was either I gotta take and maybe get activated to 2.4, which if you're telling me it should be already.
Yep, you
or
have,
I gotta
yep.
Or I gotta get a new like control module, which is quite possible too.
So you do have a bit of devices that are connected. And some of the devices, there's a couple of reasons why you may be having issues. One of them is, as I stated, you have several devices connected. So you've got a lot of devices trying to go through one connection point. So they're kind of getting clogged up so that they're not all operating at peak efficiency. That could be one of the issues. One of the issues and what that can do is that can slow down your network bandwidth just a little bit, not too much, but it's the way I described it to one of my colleagues was picture a room that's about a 10-foot by 10-foot square. That's like our 1 gig internet. Yeah. You throw 50 people into that room, they're going to be bump against everybody and they're not going to have enough space to, you know, move around. But if you're on our 2 gig network and you put that same amount of 50 people and that room's not going to be 10-foot by 10-foot, that room's going to be more like a 20-foot by 40 feet. So you're going to have a lot more space for those people to move around. So that could be one of your issues, is the fact that you have so many devices connected. The other issue is some of them are falling off due to distance away from the router, which would mean you may need an extender. So it's not trying to do an upsell. It's just the saying, hey, these devices may need extra help in receiving that Wi-Fi signal.
Okay, that's the other thing I was going to say, is I have an Eero also hooked up to it.
I can see that.
I just need to transfer some of them over to that. So that they
it looks like you actually have 3 of them connected right now. Because I'm seeing...
I have 2 Eeros.
2 Eeros. Okay, so... I'm seeing them. Those two have the same MAC. So they all have the same MAC address. They just have different IPs. Okay. Yeah, I'm seeing that. So yeah, no, that makes sense. Yeah. So I would suggest transferring a couple of them over to those, especially if you have multiples. If you are seeing a slight more, you know, degradation of service because of the amount of devices you have connected, you might consider upgrading to a faster are faster speed of 2 gigs, just so you have that more bandwidth. The devices themselves may not be able to fully utilize that 2 gig, but that 2 gigs are going to give you more bandwidth for all of your devices total. So okay. that might be one of your issues. I'm going to say this honestly, you have some, the most devices I've seen connected outside of one of our back in technicians, he has 45, 50 devices connected at any given time, and he's on our 2 gig network and he doesn't see any issues. So that could be one of your biggest issues.
Okay.
So I would suggest if you have that setting, as I stated, you do have several devices. If I'm looking at this real quick, let me do a quick count. Out of the 45 devices connected right now, you have 10 devices that are connected on the 5 gigahertz bandwidth. Everything else is on 2.4.
Okay.
So, and when you have that many devices connected on a 2.4 gigahertz, you're going to flood the spectrum of that read area. So that could be the reasoning why as well. So you may want to try to partition some of those devices off onto the other.
More over into the 5G.
To try and get them over onto the 5 gigahertz network, or swap them over to your your Wi-Fi extenders that you have, just so that way what they're doing is they're connecting to that device at that 2.4 gigahertz, and then that'll communicate back to your main device at the 5 or 6 gigahertz bandwidth.
Okay. All right. So she screwed me on the pooch and gave me twice as much extra work now.
I'm so sorry about that, Mr. Carr.
you didn't do it. And I kind of knew it happened, and I just hoped it didn't happen as bad as it did.
Well, hopefully this helped the issue. So if you do have any more issues and you're looking and seeing that, saying, okay, these, not all the devices are getting the speed I would like to have, you can always give us a call. And of course, talk it over with the wife. She's the one who has, kind of the ultimate saying, it's like, oh, we're spending this much money? How much more is it for it? I will let you know that if you guys do want to upgrade to our 2 gigabit internet, you will see faster speeds. Those most of our two gigabit customers that we do have usually do see 2 or more gigahertz speeds when they test their modem and router through like home pass and everything. So you'll see faster throughput speeds for communication with the overall network.
Okay, and how much is that?
It's $20 more than our 1 gigabit network.
Oh, okay. That ain't bad.
No. But again,
it's not a hard sell. If I just say I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. She don't care. about that.
Well, I understand that, Mr. Carr. But hey, still something to discuss, and give us a call back. If you guys say, yeah, we'd like to do that, we'd be happy to help get you guys upgraded.
That's just a little type into the system. That's quick and easy, so.
Yep. All right. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
Nope. That's not even going to help my problem that I have right now if I said I want to do that, so.
All it'll help is it'll help give your devices a little bit more breathing room in order to be able to, communicate. So that's about all that would do at this time. So
I'm still gonna have to do what I gotta do besides.
Understandable. All right, Mr. Carr, is there anything else I can help you with today?
Nope. Outstanding. I appreciate all the help you have done.
You're quite welcome, Mr. Carr. Well, thank you for calling us here at Urshtop Fiber. And if you guys do decide you want to upgrade your service, go ahead and give us a call back. We'd be happy to help you with that.
All right. Thank you very much.
Quite welcome, Mr. Carr. Have a good, wonderful rest of your day.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.